The major news of the week was our MP's decision to start airstrikes in Syria. But in an ironic twist, this massively critical and controversial decision was reached with the help of a speech by Hilary Benn. That's right, Hilary, son of Tony Benn, who was so eloquent against the Iraq War in 1998. A lot of pundits have been tipping Hilary as the next Labour leader on the strength of his speech, although comparing him to Tony Blair and his pro-war speech in 2003 probably won't do Hilary many favours. The RAF dropped bombs on an Islamic State-controlled oil field within an hour of the vote, although with the defence cuts of recent years, one wonders how long they can keep it up. Sadly, news outlets have given little time to highlighting how civilians can best be protected in Syria. It seems analysis of the RAF's firepower sells more papers than discussions of humanitarian plans. Closer to home, the headlines misleadingly shouted, "Major disruption at hospitals as junior doctors cancel strikes," beautifully implying that there'd have been no disruption if the strikes had gone ahead, which obviously was not the case. But good news that the government and the BMA could agree to renew talks. If there's another deadlock, maybe Jeremy Hunt can ask doctors for a second opinion. In a rare piece of good news, the founder of Facebook has announced he's giving away shares worth £30 billion. It's to mark the birth of his first child, which will push the average cost of raising your child figures up a fair bit. Mark Zuckerberg made the announcement in an open letter to daughter Max on Facebook, although under the site's age rules, she won't be able to read it for quite a few years to come. And it's really not a good time to be a high-ranking FIFA official. Just before they met for talks in Zurich, another two were detained in a corruption probe. How long till the executive committee decide to stop meeting in Switzerland? Part of their meeting was to discuss increasing the number of countries included in the World Cup. Some regions apparently only get half a guaranteed place in the competition, which is certainly a new take on being given half a chance to win. And finally, just in time for Christmas, Trading Standards announced they've seized 15,000 faulty hoverboards since October. No news yet on how many jetpacks, invisibility cloaks, or flying saucers have made it through customs, though.